Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And before we get started into sports break for September 13th, let's float a reminder out there about joining our daily email newsletter to let you know what everything is going on in the Pigpen Jersey Dispatch Podcast, the Pigskin Dispatch Podcast, Orville Mulligan, sports writer, our audio drama, and everything that's going on, both websites, as well as sportshistorynetwork.com. We have a great selection for you to tell you each and every day, and it's like getting a newspaper, only on sports history, in your email, every morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. So make sure you do that. Join it by the show notes of this very podcast. There's a link to take you right to it. And now our jersey numbers are happening for this September 13th. We're going to talk about our numbers 9, 23, 18, 21, 56, 24, 25, 29, 32, 35, 28, 17, 7, and jersey number 30. All starts off September 13th, 1883, and a man named Hugh Daly, a one-armed pitcher for Cleveland, actually Forest City was the name of the team, he ended up tossing a 1-0 no-hitter against the Philadelphia squad. That's something pretty special there when you have a one-armed man pitching a no-hitter. Spectacular. September 13th, 1902, the Chicago Cubs infielders Joe Tinker, Johnny Evers, and Frank Chance appeared together as teammates for the very first time, creating the famed double play combination of Tinker to Evers to Chance. We have a great photograph of these three men on our website, jerseydispatch.com, for this September 13th edition. September 13th, 1907, Canadian Improvincial Rugby Football Union, or IRFU, formed with the merging of Hamilton Tigers, Toronto Argonauts of the ORFU, and the Ottawa Rough Riders and Montreal Football Club of the QRFU joined together to make that Canadian Interprovincial Rugby Football Union. And of course, that is the predecessor of the Canadian Football and the Canadian Football League. September 13th, 1909, Ty Cobb clinched the American League home run title with his 9th home run, all inside the park versions in 1909 for Mr. Ty Cobb. And September 13th, 1925, Brooklyn Dodgers' Dazzy Vance, he ended up throwing a no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies lineup in a 10-1 Dodgers victory. September 13th, 1927, the New York Yankees clinched the American League pennant after a 5-3 victory over the Cleveland Indians at Yankee Stadium. Babe Ruth, he hit home run number 52 en route to Major League Baseball record 60 in that year of 1927. And September 13th, 1936, a 17-year-old Cleveland Indians future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher who wore number 9 that year, Bob Feller, struck out a then record 17 Philadelphia Athletics in a 5-2 victory at League Park in Cleveland. September 13th, 1938. A man named Alexander Cartwright is inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Cartwright is one of the men credited as the inventor of modern baseball, and we have a couple podcasts where we talk about Alexander Wright. One of those is a recent interview we did with our friend Vinny Lospinuzzo about the history of baseball, and we have some great articles on jerseydispatch.com on Alexander Wright and the origins of baseball. September 13, 1953, pitcher Bob Trice, number 23, became the first black player for the Philadelphia Athletics organization. September 13, 1954, the Cincinnati Redlegs first baseman Ted Kluczynski, number 18, scored a run in his record 17th consecutive game as the Reds lost 5-4 to the Pittsburgh Pirates at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. That's September 13th, 1958. Milwaukee Braves' Warren Spahn, number 21 on his jersey, was the first left-handed pitcher to win 20 or more games in 9 different seasons. Set that record on this day in 58. September 13th, 1963, number 56. Jim Bouton, the 20th win of the season for him, clinched the Yankees' 28th pennant overall for that organization. September 13th, 1965, Willie Mays, wearing number 24, smacked his 500th career home run off of Don Nottebart to aid in the San Francisco Giants to an 11th straight victory. Good run there at the end of the season for the Giants. September 13th, 1969, the San Francisco Giants, speaking of them, teammate of Willie Mays, Bobby Bonds, who wore number 25, is baseball's fourth player to have 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases in a single season. Of course, he is the father of Barry Bonds. September 13th, 1982, Joe Lefebvre of number 18 on his jersey earned 6 hits in one baseball game in that day in 1982. The exact same day, Philadelphia Phillies' Steve Carlton, who wore number 32, tossed a beautiful complete game shutout and hit a home run for the fourth time in his career, a 2-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, became the only pitcher to do so in 3 different decades where he pitched a shutout and hit a home run in the same game. September 13, 1983, Dan Quisenberry, number 29 of the Kansas City Royals, recorded his 39th save of the season. September 13th, 1983, Oakland's Ricky Henderson, number 35, had a third straight season where he stole at least 100 bases, having that number 100 on this day in 83. 3 years later, September 13th, 1986, Burt Blyleven, number 28, great pitcher in his day, well, started getting a little bit on a decline here. He gave up a record 44 home runs in a season in that 86 year, one of his final seasons. September 13th, 1987, Tampa Bay quarterback Steve DeBerg, number 17, established a franchise record with 5 touchdown passes in the Buccaneers' 48-10 win over the Atlanta Falcons. September 13th, 1991, Joe Carter, great hitter, wore number 29 that season, was the first baseball player with 3 consecutive 100 RBI seasons with 3 different teams. Those were the Cleveland Indians, San Diego Padres, and this year, 91, it was the Toronto Blue Jays. September 13th, 1999, John Elway's number 7 jersey is retired by the Denver Broncos organization. And September 13th, 2020, Chicago Cubs pitcher Alec Mills, number 30, threw a no-hit performance against the Milwaukee Braves in a 12-0 victory at Miller Park in Milwaukee. That's your sports history for today, for this September 13th. Thank you for joining us for the Sports Break. Hope you'll join us each and every day. In the meantime, go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and of course, jerseydispatch.com for all your latest in sports history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.